This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. A top-level shakeup is reportedly in the works at Wells Fargo. The Wall Street Journal reports that the scandal-plagued bank is eyeing changes that will likely include the departure of Chairman Steven Sanger. He has held the non-executive post since October when then-chairman and CEO John Stumpf stepped down. Wells Fargo has faced major scandals over the company's sales practices, including up to 2.1 million accounts opened without customers' knowledge. UNC Charlotte finance professor Tony Plath joins me to discuss the challenges and potential changes at Wells Fargo. Professor Plath, Steven Sanger got only 56% shareholder support at Wells Fargo's annual meeting back in April. So any surprise that he'd be on the way out?
No, none at all. If you look at the Senate Banking Committee, the House Financial Services Committee, the Federal Reserve, all agencies in the federal government, which represent the prudential regulator for Wells Fargo, have called for higher level changes than simply the management changes the bank has already made. And so I think this is evidence that, you know, the board simply doesn't get the fact that the responsibility and accountability for what's happened in their sales scandals ascends all the way to the board. And this is just evidence that the board's going to have to, in turn, take responsibility for the scandals that have occurred. And it is more than one scandal.
Right. We had the last year some 2 million accounts being opened, and then more recently this scandal over the auto lending division
at
Wells Fargo.
Well, there are two in the auto lending area. One is the collateral placement insurance. That news broke last week, and then yesterday, the story about gap insurance. There's an insurance policy for that kind of risk as well, and it looks like the bank has oversold both CPI insurance and gap insurance.
What about the fact that Steven Sanger has been serving as non-executive chairman, and then Timothy Sloan is the CEO after John Stumpf's departure? Well, what about his job security?
I think Sloan is probably safe. If you look at his history and if you look at the role that he played over the course of the fake account scandal over the past year, it wasn't substantive or material. You know, I think it might be better to look inside the consumer bank and the people who promulgated or managed the insurance business, you know, particularly the CPI business and the gap insurance business that may be at risk and likely are at risk. I think when you look at the board is going to have to accept greater accountability than just the non-executive chair stepping down. I think you're going to see other departures from the board. Mark, keep in mind, this is a board that makes at minimum $300,000 a member each year. And for that kind of compensation, they should be producing greater risk management and greater accountability for the shareholders and the government inside the bank. And they're simply not doing the job.
How large is the Wells Fargo board, and how many positions do you think could be in jeopardy?
I think it's 15, and I think Warren on the Senate Banking Committee has called for 12 of the 15 to step down. ISS was not quite that draconian in what they asked, Institutional Shareholder Services. There are six board members that will be age 72 or greater within the next 4 years. And what Wells has said is they will replace those people over the next 4 years as they reach age 72, the mandatory retirement age for the board. The bank doesn't have that long. The people that have been there for a number of years that supervise the sales practices of the bank need to leave and leave much more quickly. I think that's what the Federal Reserve and the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, will in turn let the bank know. And so over the course of the next 6 months, I suspect that you're going to see a number of additional departures from the board.
And do you think changes at that level, at the board level, will do the trick for Wells Fargo in restoring?
It'll sure get the attention of the rest of the industry, which is what this is really about. Because essentially what the government is doing with Wells Fargo is sending a message to the other big banks, don't go down this road and try this kind of behavior again.
And what about with public confidence? Will it help there?
No. The public side of the bank, in terms of the consumer loyalty to the institution, is going to have to be restored through earning back the confidence of consumers, where the bank behaves in an open and an honest and a transparent way, and they do show their customers that they don't place profits over customer interest.
Tony Plath, professor of finance at UNC Charlotte. Thank you very much.
Sure, Mark.